Council is gravely concerned with the situation in Afghanistan, including the human rights and humanitarian situation. We condemn the acts of violence in Afghanistan and all reported serious violations of international law and human rights violations and abuses across the country. Over the past 2 decades, Portugal has shown its commitment towards stabilization and security in Afghanistan, not only politically, but also through our presence on the ground. In this context, more than 4,000 Portuguese military and police personnel have served in Afghanistan, mainly through NATO, but also under the aegis of the European Union and in the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. In the last weeks, we have been working, and we will continue to do so, in close alignment with partners in the European Union, the United Nations and NATO, to support all those who need humanitarian protection and are able to leave Afghanistan. Portugal remains fully committed to welcome Afghan citizens. We also continue to monitor developments related to the transition of power, and we will assess the new government by their deeds and their effective willingness to respect international law and international commitments. We call on those in positions of power and any authority in Afghanistan to refrain from any action that leads to further violations and abuses of human rights, and to respect, protect and fulfill all human rights without discrimination. Portugal is particularly worried with the consequences of the latest developments on women, children and persons belonging to minorities. Women must be ensured full, equal and meaningful participation in all spheres of society, including in government. The news coming from Afghanistan are worrisome in this regard. According to OSHA, even prior to recent events, there were already an estimated 18.4 million persons in need of humanitarian and protection assistance. We call on the power holders to allow and facilitate safe, rapid and unimpeded access for humanitarian workers, male and female, so they can effectively respond to the urgent needs. We express our full support to the essential coordinating role of the United Nations in the response to the humanitarian crisis, in particular IOM, UNCHR and UNFPA. Quick and adequate response to humanitarian needs, including IDPs and refugees in hosting countries, is crucial to avoid the deterioration of a humanitarian crisis. The situation is worsening, especially for women and children. We recall that it is essential to ensure the human right to education and also in emergencies. An investment in education, in humanitarian response, is also an investment in an entire generation. In this context, Portugal supports, both institutionally and financially, the Global Platform for Higher Education in Emergencies and its Rapid Response Mechanism, which has been offering emergency higher degree scholarships to young refugees and more recently to IDPs to allow them to continue their studies. The platform is currently developing an initiative for Afghan students. Urgent situations require urgent collective action. Portugal subscribes the UN Secretary General's appeal for all countries to be willing to receive Afghan refugees and refrain from any deportations, and is ready to take its own responsibilities. We call on all others to do the same.